is falling, so get in your Lexus and turn it to warp speed, a.k.a. sport, as we WWED, what would Elon do? We saw Moonfall, so you know what that means.
Show with it grow and take a bubble speed to hitting cruise control. Jane and Big Paul in the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the boom all the way to the room. Renegade the street fight, it helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Shot me into the birdemic, how we staying alive. They call me when they're badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause the bad Jim Barney looking kind of nice. All in June getting literal, Jason is getting laid. June is making sure the there's just a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you, how did this kid make?
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of Largo! We are live at Largo in Los Angeles for one of the most important films we've ever done. The movie is Moonfall. The year it came out was 2022. And what can I tell you about this movie? Well, we all love a villain. And we all love the moon. What if the moon was the villain? Or was it? That is the question. Is the moon a bad guy? Seriously, this moon sneaks up on people like Jason. The plot holes are intense. I'll say that I think the acting is pretty solid. But we're going to get into all of it. But let's bring out my co-host. Please welcome Mr. Jason Manzoukas!
What's up, jerks? Fuck the moon! 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 That's what I'm talking about, LA!
Oh... We got moonfalls. We got geostorms.
I said backstage, this is the best Gerard Butler movie that's ever been released.
How could
you
say no?
Jerry? Save us, Jerry.
Jerry must have said, nah.
He's kicking himself now. He's like, fuck, the moon fell? And the only thing that could save us was dads in Lexuses? Nothing stronger than the gravitational pull of the moon, except for a dad in a Lexus.
A movie that seems to be paid for partly by Lexus.
I mean, there's 3/4 of the first act takes place in a Lexus dealership.
They set up, I want to bring out Marcos before, but they set up a character as being very, very wealthy. Money is no object. And then you see where he works. And he's just a car dealership owner. Not like the creator of Lexus, not the president of Lexus, just owns a Lexus dealership outside of Seattle.
A franchisee.
Yeah, a franchisee.
A franchisee. Someone who's capable of having a Lexus dealership. Is like one of like the richest. She's got
it. Sorry.
She's got two.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Please welcome June Diane Rizzo.
I had to get out here. I had to get out
Sorry,
here.
June. You did the right thing.
I couldn't, another moment go by. I really couldn't because I need to talk about the Lexus dealership. I have some things to get off my mind because I was like, oh, okay. So this movie, we're trying to move merch. We're trying to move...
Right.
some cars. And that's fine. But like, then I'm like, actually, I don't think that that's the point. I think this movie is trying to get us to become franchise owners.
Ooh.
Of dealerships. Like,
so you think the movie has aspirationally cast Michael Pena to be like, this could be you.
Okay, so like Fletcher Jones Mercedes.
Right.
Like, if you own a Mercedes dealership, just because you're selling those cars doesn't mean...
Are we promoting Mercedes now?
Well, we're talking about Fletcher Jones.
Specific dealership. Because is this... What is happening right now?
Have you not seen Fletcher Jones?
You don't know about Fletcher Jones?
No. What is it?
It's a Michael Pena.
It's a Fletcher Jones Mercedes.
Okay,
it's
got it.
Yeah,
so it's a franchise owner, but that's pretty popular in LA.
It's like a big LA. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but like Fletcher Jones himself doesn't...
Money is no object to Fletcher Jones.
Like, he doesn't own all those cars.
Well, that was the thought that I had. He's so rich, he owns 10,000 cars. No.
Right, like Michael Pena's character as a franchise owner has a house in Aspen, Colorado that's like a ski chalet that's in a gated village.
He might be able to afford that.
As a franchise owner? Well, then maybe he's got multiples. Like Fletcher Jones?
By the way, when he was in Aspen...
Oh, does Fletcher Jones have multiples?
Fletcher Jones has multiples,
like, okay,
I
so are you walking into Fletcher a place in Aspen and it's like Hunter S. Thompson and Fletcher Jones are there really getting into it, mixing it up?
All I'm saying is after watching the movie...
Rewind. Will you go back to what you typed in? Will you go back one step?
I was typing quickly.
Oh, damn it. Oh, damn it. Because it was funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fletcher Jopness. Fletty Share Jopness. That's the t-shirt. Fletty Share Jopness. Hi, how you doing? Fletty Share Jopness.
By the way, how can I get you
in a Mercedes?
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, and pre-owned.
Well, he's the number one dealer. Hold on a second.
Whoa.
$662 million in annual sales.
That's okay.
New...
What's Fletcher Jones' net worth?
Siri, what is Fletcher Jones' net worth? It says he is worth...
Whoa!
$575 million.
Holy shit!
What the fuck are we doing?
What? We all blew it. We all blew it.
First, we go off on locksmiths. Now we go off on auto dealers. This show is going down a rabbit hole or a moon hole.
Guys, this movie was incredible.
It really was. And when I saw in the email that we were watching a movie called Moonfall.
What did you think it was about?
You know what? I thought it was like a fun indie. Like I thought it was.
Oh, like a silly kind of.
Yeah,
like,
with a name like that. Like I thought for sure it was some sort of
quirky,
whimsical. Yeah. And when I realized, oh no, it is about the moon falling.
Bam. From the director of a man who is known to basically destroy the world.
Roland Emmerich only wants to show us the destruction of...
It's really sick.
This city, really, but also this world.
Why does he hate us so much?
It's so odd because, honestly, they all begin to look alike.
Well, that was going to be my question because I feel like they're reusing. He loves specifically flooded cities.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It felt to me like this was the... Because he also did the Jake Gyllenhaal...
he's done...
Right? What's it called?
He did The Day After Tomorrow. He did Independence Day.
All of them are the same.
Independence Day 2, yes. He's done so many
of
them.
The world is threatened on a macro level, and it is... It is shown through the lens of a single family on a micro level.
Well, and it always seems like one member of that family is saving the world and then the rest are being hunted by, you name it, in one movie, it was like saber-toothed tigers came back, right? And this one, it's like a gang of a gang. I mean, but like there is something really weird because the special effects in this look so bad. At one point, when the town was flooding, it looked like it was flooding Mr. Rogers' neighborhood or that like that little city that before the HBO movie started.
Yeah.
Like you're flying over that city, it's like, oh, HBO. No, it's like, it just, like, did he get just like access to that set?
Well, it's so weird because I'm just going to cut to the end of the movie real quick. But when things...
When 2 hours things, and 10 minutes.
When a things brick. Return back to normal, when our heroes come back from the moon, and they land back on Earth, and there's a joke about the Chrysler Building. Her son thinks they're in New York. The building's actually in Colorado.
Wait, oh really?
Oh yeah.
The top of the Chrysler Building is in Colorado, along with a bunch of
there.
Boats.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I thought they were in New York. Okay.
What's so strange about that moment is a helicopter, fly immediately tracks them because they have a GPS device. But what we have seen is like the collapse of every piece of infrastructure.
How many people died? 98% of the world's population.
Easily,
R.I.P.
If we're cutting to the end, then here's my statement. Why would you want the Earth to be saved? There's nothing left. There's nothing. I want to live in this hellscape where the head at the top of the Chrysler Building's in Chicago and most cities are full. No, seems way too hard. I would have rather just been, bye, see you later.
Whoa, really? You were going to Sutherland this?
Where would
they have gone? You're going to Sutherland this?
Where am I going? What am I doing? There's nothing. Parts of roadways are elevated above the other part. It doesn't make any sense. There's no way I could see any members of my family. I don't know how that helicopter got around.
You are missing a grand opportunity to live a water world existence soon after this.
I want to see, it's like the way that the James Bond movies end. It's like, oh, he's got the girl and they're going off on some adventures. That's not going to end well. They met in a weird, precarious situation. He's like, oh, I guess we didn't really even know each other. We just were kind of running away from this guy with a scar on his face. You know, it's like, and then they realize they have nothing in common.
Also lose nobody. The only person who dies is Michael Pena, who's married to Patrick Wilson's ex-wife and is like this stepfather.
And by the way, I do think that once Lexus got involved... Once Lexus got involved, I have a feeling that they demanded that they have a Lexus rewrite and rewrote Pena's death because he dies in such a heroic way as the owner of a Lexus would and the owner of a franchise.
Take my $575 million and rebuild.
Left.
By the way, what parent is teaching their child to walk by saying left?
I think he's describing. The signals in the car, the blinkers.
By the way, it wasn't supposed to be Pena, but due to a COVID-related illness, Stanley Tucci dropped out at the last second.
The Tucci.
It was supposed to be the Tucci. And by the way, the Tucci running a Lexus dealership, I kind of like. I mean,
honest
Michael Pena,
God,
I love him in everything.
I love Pena in this.
If the Tucci had been loose in this movie, that we would.
Wow.
But if you would have seen Stanley Tucci go, let's put this into warp speed and then turn the little automatic knob on the Lexus to sport engine. sport engine, I've done that. You have a car that has multiple.
I
did sport. I don't know what the fuck happened. Nothing. Seemingly
it makes
nothing.
You able to outrun the lack of gravity. I mean, it literally is. It's as if it establishes its own gravitational pull to the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, it did make me think in that moment, what is sport mode? You know, I've never used my sport mode, so I don't know, and I don't know when to use it. To be quite honest.
Well, I mean, maybe when you are racing down a highway. A piece of the highway is levitating off the ground because they are driving not off a cliff, but the Earth is separate. I mean, this is the other thing about this movie. I have no idea where they're driving.
Where are they going?
Seem to be amazing drivers.
Where's who going?
With the family, the exchange student, which I guess we'll talk about at some point.
So they're trying to go to the That, yeah. They're trying to go to the army base that's underground where they're going to launch the nukes from.
Okay,
because
right.
Halle Berry's ex-husband is there. He's one of the key guys. And his son is
And they just know how to get there.
Well, no. His dad goes, her ex-husband goes, hey, just give me a call before you get here so I can deal with security. As if it's like a club. Like, and she's yeah, like, I'll just hit up the, I'll make sure the bouncer goes out and pulls you in.
So she's supposed to take their son and meet him there. And instead she goes to space. She goes to space without telling him, hey, by the way, I'm not going to show up with our son. I am instead going to space.
But the craziest thing, and I'll never...
That goodbye.
Oh,
that goodbye.
You know what? I'll never judge another woman's parenting.
Wait
ever.
A minute.
Not in my life, but...
Wait a minute.
I'm like, why didn't she get him on one of those helicopters?
Right?
Like, they left just... It seemed like minutes this, before.
But this is all, this is like, this is like the movie,
I'm amazed. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, this is Ed Burns' style of not really worried about too much acting. You know, it's like at one point, look, this is the one I want to show. Like, she delivers a line that is
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, the one she delivers to her son, who she is saying goodbye to. She says, I love you more than the stars in the sky. And he says, more than the Milky Way? She goes, way more. Way more. That's the last words she probably says to her son. Way more.
But this is a movie where literally asteroids are blowing up on Earth. And they're like, we need you to go to the moon to the main astronaut. And he goes, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Really? What do you got to run some errands?
This is
got to hit a target?
This movie has the most gravity-laden, pun intended, declarations to people who are like, so? Whatever.
Listen,
nonplussed.
Yeah.
Listen to Halle Berry. This, you'll have a little intro line, but... Halle Berry delivers the most devastating line here. So, like, blasé. Here we go.
It's some kind of self-aware, self-replicating singularity.
Like a machine?
Machines don't have intelligence. This does. It's everything we feared about AI. And it knew we were coming, so it was probably drawn out by the electronic signature of the capsule. Everything we thought we knew about the nature of the universe has just gone out the window.
This guy's like, later! Peace! This guy's like, boop, boop, beep, I'm out of here.
She literally says everything we know about the universe is gone. She's like, huh, wow, weird.
I wrote down, this movie is maybe the most quotes I've ever written.
Yes.
From the movie. You know what I mean? My favorite was once gets released and it's on the news, the newscaster says, civilization has already taken a serious nosedive. What? Civilization has already taken a serious nosedive.
Why am I still broadcasting news and not home with my family? Let's walk it all the way back to 2011 when this movie starts. We have Patrick Wilson, Halle Berry.
Oh, this is
up
my
in
favorite
space.
Thing.
Yes.
So my favorite trope in a space movie is when they're in space, because I feel like we always open on this. They're in space talking about anything but space.
Right.
And a part
talking.
Of me, oh my
they're
god,
talking so much.
So much over those radios. And I as an audience member, I'm kind of like, a little more space talk would help. Like,
or
let's
a little,
focus.
Little less talk altogether. Focus on what
Honestly,
you're doing.
Honestly, it's like when pilots, you know, pilots can't talk for the last 2 minutes of every flight while they're landing and when they're taking off.
It's like
off.
Me backing out of the driveway. I tell my kids, not
yeah,
now.
Not now. Don't,
Once
you, don't
you
ask
get
me
out of the driveway,
question,
then we can talk.
I'm not putting on a DVD.
Yep, not putting
I'm
on
not
a DVD.
I'm not doing shit until
Pokemon
I get out of this
movie
driveway.
Will wait.
So I wish astronauts had a similar, you know, had similar guidelines. Like they're just... They're honestly doing small talk and just chit chat bullshit, and it's like.
But by the
you're
way,
in space.
I thought you were gonna say that they always are like checking each other out like through the window, like as if like they have a clear view. It's like, hey, what's up? Like, they're always like, they're in, like with an eye line to
it
each other.
It would be so much too. Technical jargon. What was yes. what would be happening would just be like passionless jargon. Just like this, boom, boom, copy that, over.
No, they're
like
cable repairmen
up
there.
And they're like talking about like Toto's Africa. Like what are the lyrics to Africa? Patrick Wilson is popping and locking. How did you feel about breakdancing on a spacewalk?
I enjoyed it.
He's moonwalking on a Moonfall episode. But he's just goofing off and then his partner dies and that sends him over the edge.
Well, but I do want to just break it. I want to get to the partner dying. I just want to talk about Toto, the song.
Sure.
So it's 2011, and they're talking about this Toto song, which is like an early, like it's a weird way to open a movie, right? To be like, oh. Like
well, you know, that song was incredibly popular when this movie was shot. Because Weezer had just done that cover of it, right?
Oh, well, okay.
I feel like it was in pop culture again.
Well, okay. Jason,
like
I wanted
two years
to actually,
ago or whatever.
I was looking at Nate Kiley's research, and what actually is interesting about this is that the co-writer of the movie is the nephew of Toto's David Paich.
Whoa!
So he put in this knowing that he could ask his uncle
smart
to get the music rights to
because the uncle's
the song.
Gonna get paid
yes
of course
and then they were upset because they felt like Patrick Wilson was making fun of the song by not singing it on key.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
I think that's kind of a hard song for Patrick Wilson to sing.
Yeah,
like, I also don't think like astronauts need to have perfect pitch.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe they do when it's Astronaut Day and
their talent
show. You know, Astronaut Day. Yeah, I thought he.
What are you guys doing for Astronaut Day?
Oh my gosh, so much planning.
We gotta start to honestly wrap our heads around Astronaut Day.
We were talking about a couple of things. We have some things figured out. But yes,
I'm gonna go and get pastrami madness.
Why is he wearing a fucking headset when they pull up to the window and he just talks to her?
And he says, what can I get you? Hasn't that part already been done?
No.
Yeah.
He works. I mean.
Is he a doctor? What? Is this guy a doctor?
No, Paul?
He admits that at the end.
And that's why Patrick Wilson calls him doctor.
Well, he introduces himself as a doctor.
Oh, all the time.
All the time, but he's not one. I love that guy.
I'm going to say this, and I wrote this down not in a negative way, so don't take it that way. I said he's the best parts of Simon Frost the best parts of Nick Frost and Simon Pegg kind of crammed together. He's like two for one deal, I feel like. He gives you a little bit of both.
He is the heart of the movie.
Yes.
1,000%, I was so connected to that character.
Also,
yeah.
Because of COVID, was going to be Josh Gad. Josh Gad dropped. This guy jumped in.
By the way, I love
this guy. Did a great job.
I thought he did a great job.
He's Samwell Tarly on Game of Thrones. He's fantastic.
He is
and
truly
like,
the engine of the whole movie.
He is the heart and soul of a movie about broken people, right?
Yes, and he's, you know, I got to be honest, I don't really know what was going on with the moon and the aliens and our ancestors.
Well, here's the thing.
I really don't.
Did you know that it's a mega structure?
I did. Once we were in there and there were doors automatically opening and closing inside the moon, I thought, well, this is a structure of some kind for sure.
It is a mega structure.
It's pretty big.
It's quite big.
By the way, they're driving in the mega structure. Like, Patrick Wilson seems to be like, yeah, no, I know I got to go around. Like, he's not like, there's no reaction like, holy shit. What the fuck?
None of them
and it's
have
also
that.
Like, nah, I'll find a place to park.
And he's
like,
driving a shuttle like as easily as if it was a Lexus.
Which,
you know, in sport mode. He's driving a space shuttle that is like impaired. It is like they've been through an asteroid field. It ripped off like one of the rudders or whatever on the space shuttle. And he's just like, doo 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 doo. Like flying it around like it's easy as anything.
And you're right. Nobody has the reaction of like, oh my God, there's walls inside the moon.
Yeah.
Like there's walls and flooring.
And writing.
Writing.
What is clearly yes. writing. And an ecosystem. There's
you know
fields.
What it says? I was able to actually translate it. It actually says Fletcher Jones Toyota.
That's interesting.
It's a franchise.
Listen, I hate to say
we
it on
own
this podcast,
seven
but...
of the mega structures in the solar system.
But a Lexus is just a fancy Toyota.
How can I get you in? Oh. It is. Well, it's Toyota's luxury line. Yeah. How can I get you in a mega structure? You're looking at a structure.
A lot of these mega structures aren't going
to
make it.
Yourself
this is going to last
in a mega structure.
Wait, can we just go? I also wrote this down. The movie is 2 hours and 10 minutes. Something also interesting about that is that there's two trials in the first 10 minutes. In the first 10 minutes.
Both of which mean nothing for the story of the movie.
The first trial seems to be taking place in a conference room that is, like, the two tables are so comically close to each other. It's like, oh, we didn't have enough room. We didn't have a trial room. Can we just do it in here? Like, and why is he on trial? And why is he becoming disgraced?
So
I don't know.
Because I actually went back and I don't want to admit how many times I watched certain scenes to try to understand what the fuck was going
too.
On. But I did return to a few scenes to see if I could garner anything more. And, you know, I watched it again and knew less after it. So that was unfortunate. But I did watch that trial scene 2 times.
Is that
so
right?
He was filing a wrongful termination suit against NASA.
Why was he fired?
Because
he landed at a space shuttle without power, saving the person. Wait.
Sure.
Okay, this is great.
This is so complicated, though. Like, yes,
by the
that's
way,
true.
I wanna just repeat it because people may not hear it.
Yeah.
So he wasn't playing along with the cover-up.
Okay.
And so what they did was
they
blamed him. Halle Berry turned on him because she's part of the system. And he's like, God damn
but
it. What?
I don't know if she really turned on him.
Well, she just, because she was unconscious, she couldn't confirm what he saw.
Okay, got it.
So, and they say to her, isn't it possible it was a solar flare?
And she
isn't
answered honestly. And she's like,
but even if it was possible. A solar flare, how is he negligent?
Wait, we just
the helmet
talk now? Well,
helmet cam, if you movies like Contact.
Do they just talk now? Is that what the deal is? Are we just seating control?
It's an open living room format show. We're having fun. We're listening to him singing with Toto. His friend is killed. Then we cut to a kid in a room, right? Or because the kid in the room is watching.
His son is watching
the trial on YouTube, like a replay, like watching some classical musical fails.
I know. Which, by the way, I never judge another woman's parenting, but it was kind of like, can you just turn that off, maybe? Or
you don't have to watch your dad's trial.
He's 6. That's really young.
That's how he got his British accent, because he watched too much YouTube. He watched too much Peppa Pig. Because the kid's British, right?
What?
Isn't that kid British?
I can't confirm or deny that.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Wait, I'll tell you who lost their
British accent.
That kid is not speaking
at the end.
She's American. The audience is speaking back to us. She's American.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. I don't like that the audience feels empowered that way.
She had a British accent when she was in her nursing home, and then at the very
I see. Samuel Tarly's mother.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I see.
That
I see.
Mom.
Yes.
At the very end when she's an angel?
No, she's an operating system. She's a construct.
She's the construct, yes. The operating system. The way that when Patrick Wilson was in... Okay, so that's my...
Patrick Wilson goes, you're not my son! Yeah, no shit, you dumbass. Your son's older. He doesn't have a 6-year-old anymore.
This is the line of the movie. We scanned your consciousness. You're part of the moon now.
Fuck. I missed that.
Yes.
Missed it.
I want to hear that when I die. You're part of the moon now?
I mean, that was
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, when
also,
he
I couldn't believe that they didn't, like...
There he is. I mean, you did. It's a good. I don't want to replay it. We got it.
Well, I couldn't believe that they didn't do anything with women's menstrual cycles. I was like, yep. Oh, I'm sure something's gonna
happen.
Women
will have periods every 5 minutes now.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised there wasn't a red tidal wave.
I wanted to see it. I wanted something to happen to Halle Berry. I was like, let's go. Like,
for everybody.
Let's fucking go, yeah. Ladies. I really wanted to see it.
But by the way, didn't it seem like from the minute...
Why not? Why not? Because they showed, they took time to investigate
everything else.
Element. The tides.
Yes.
All of... Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I just wanted to see all the women go fucking crazy. I just wanted it so bad.
By the way, that's how the Chrysler Building got thrown into...
Is that right? We didn't see it. That's
it wasn't a gravity wave.
Gravity wave. We have time waves. We've been doing a lot of
mega structuralist meetings with free bagels.
Wait,
I want to play the son's line because this son is British and they never explain him being British.
Is he really?
I mean, I thought so.
I mean,
hold on.
I feel like everyone in the movie was a little British and some were full.
All right, take a listen and we'll have the audience has been talking to us anyway. We'll see what they think too.
I don't want them to.
You're gonna take a bomb into space.
And why are you even here? You hate NASA.
Just try to understand.
If there's even the smallest chance that this could work.
What if it doesn't?
It has to. I want you to have a world you can grow up in, or you could be a better man than me.
Well, I guess, by the way, he's a pretty good man. I mean, he did save some people's lives, but I mean, do you? Well, that, I want to. It has more
Paul,
of him, but
you're like obsessed with him being British.
Can I ask you a question?
Does he sound British to you, audience?
No.
No. Okay.
But are you saying? Are you saying the actor?
You're a bunch of sheeple. Open your eyes. We're all British. We're all British.
You're weirdly, since we did the episode, since we talked about the monarchy, you've weirdly become like very pro, since Diana the Musical.
Really
you've
weird.
Become very pro-British, pro-monarchy. What is going on?
Don't you worry about it.
This is
wild. I thought this guy was great. I thought that actor was great.
The
British American.
Actor?
Yeah.
The way that I do agree with that. I do think I said in the beginning. I think that like they're working their ass off. I like Patrick Wilson a lot. I think he did a great job in this. Like there are moments where he's a little too relaxed, but I think
directed that way. I don't think that was his choice. I think he's either written or directed to be nonplus. They literally one of the other quotes that I read was them when you said it. He's like they're like the moon is falling, moonfall. We have like 3 weeks until the Earth is RIP, and he goes, I don't know, I got a lot of my own problems going on.
Yep,
got a lot of shit going on. My son's in jail for running drugs and starting a high speed police chase, which his mom. I mean, talk about parenting. What do you think about that parenting?
Talk about it.
Where the mom just simply calls up the dad and she's like, "Turn on TV. Turn on TV." That's how you find out your son is in, like, trouble. Not is like, oh, my God. Again,
listen,
no one is too worried about much.
She had to do what was right for her and find a man who knew how to open a franchise and take care of her and her children. And I tip my hat.
But why? I guess my question is this, and very truthfully, I want to know, why is Brian Harper, that's Patrick Wilson's character, why is he, all right, so he is disgraced because NASA makes him disgraced. But then he also takes on the persona of being disgraced. But he's not. Like, that's like
saying...
Well,
that's what's interesting about the movie. Like, astronauts in general, I think we hold in very high esteem. I know I do.
Yeah.
I know I do. And so it's like, I actually...
Like, where does it rank locksmith and astronaut?
I don't know of another. I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong. And I think they'll talk back. I think they'll say something if they
don't embolden them.
But I don't know of. I actually don't know of a disgraced astronaut.
Right.
You know, like I feel
there's
like,
the woman who drove cross country wearing diapers.
In the diaper.
Okay. Wow.
All right. So,
but anyway, you're right.
Like,
We don't really know anybody in the sense of Patrick Wilson.
But it seems like he's a drunk publicly. Now.
But I think what you're right about, Paul, is that I think in terms of public perception, to me, even if something happened up there and there was negligence, I'm sort of like, it's so fucking crazy to have the courage to go up to space that if you did something wrong, in my book, I got a very long leash for you because that's still a heroic effort. And I'm sorry that other astronaut died, but I don't necessarily blame Patrick Wilson.
Well, no, you can't blame him.
I know, but what I'm saying is they present this story, this narrative, like he has lost all the goodwill that he's got.
He's the
black sheep of the astronaut community.
But yet still speaking to students in a classroom? During
astronaut day only.
Only during astronaut day. And I imagine there's only so many astronauts they can reach out to.
You know, absolutely.
I'll show up to Griffith Park. By the way, that CGI is the most aggressively bad. Like, it looks like... Like, you know, like sometimes when you see a sitcom set and they open up the door and then there's like clearly like a screen, like, oh, it looks like trees and bushes out there. It's like, and you never go beyond the door. Like, this movie shoots beyond the door. It's like he is literally standing behind a, like a screen. Like, when he gets off his motorcycle in front of Griffith, it's like, are you getting off in front of a giant slide of the Griffith Park Observatory? Yeah.
Oh.
And then they build a version of it that's so tiny. And then there's like a handful of kids in there with no teacher supervision at all.
And Samwell Tarly is already there and he's co-opted the kids and he's pumping them full of his conspiracy theories. Then he attacks Patrick Wilson. And Patrick Wilson, I will say, over and over again, when faced with and given corroborating evidence that his story was true, he never is like, yes, I knew I was right. He never is like vindicated. He's never like, well, thank God, everybody's finally caught up to me, right?
Well, even Halle Berry, she watched the fucking video camera footage.
Yeah.
And then doesn't tell him for a long time. She's like, I did see that video camera footage.
What?
That would have been the first thing I would have said.
You know,
well, listen,
that's the thing. There's
a lot going on. You know what I want to talk about?
Sure.
I want to talk about the exchange student.
Yes.
Mm. It's time. It's just time. So when we first met her in the house that morning, I assumed she was Halle Berry's lover.
Wife.
Me too.
Everybody did.
I further assumed, because Halle Berry had mentioned it, that it was her wife. Because she mentioned her wedding.
Yeah.
But
her partner.
Right. And I think she said partner.
Yeah, she said partner.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's her wife. Great, got it. We're picking up the kid. She's picking up the son later on. And then it's not revealed until, I don't know, an hour later that woman is an exchange student. And so then
Who is seeing her on her way. Like, hey, honey,
so many questions.
Here's your coffee. I'll take care of the kids. Don't worry about it.
Because I'm also like, if you're hosting. Now, I was almost an exchange student.
Where?
Are you going to speak to us as
what
an exchange
country?
I wasn't an exchange student, but I almost was an exchange student. And I know that's not as good, but it's not nothing. But a couple of things I learned. So you
from
can't
not
be
doing
put
it.
From not doing it. Is you can't be put to work as an exchange student. And from what I was gathering from that relationship, that exchange student was doing like a fair amount of domestic labor in the home. She was picking
she's
up the
son. She's
in
charge of that child.
Fully in charge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When Halle Berry goes to space.
She's not an au pair. And maybe there were scenes that were cut. I don't know. But it's one of the things about this movie.
Oh, I think they used every frame.
That's just so interesting. It's like no more information than that. This is an exchange student that's living there.
Yep.
We don't know a goddamn thing about her. Because in my mind, I was like, oh, Halle Berry is a single parent, pretty much. I mean, there's a dad, but they're, I guess, co-parenting, but she's alone there with the child. And what the movie is not willing to let us see is a nanny or a housekeeper or a domestic laborer as one of the stars of the movie and on this journey and becoming sort of a hero that we follow. So that's why we've made this person an exchange student. but maybe it was for different reasons.
But by the way, you could have made that person a nanny, but I think they wanted to have somebody very young. So then they have to be like, oh, we need to, if she's too young, will she read like a kid?
I thought she was 35 years old.
Really?
Oh,
I thought she was flirting with the son. I thought they were trying to say they had a vibe.
I think we did see that later on, but when she first came down,
when we bought her as her partner,
oh, this is a cool lesbian marriage.
Here's what I love about the movie. There was a moment that obviously Roland Emmerich made Independence Day. The classic moment in Independence Day is when Bill Pullman gets up and gives that speech. Like, today, we celebrate our Independence Day. And then he writes in this movie the anti-version of that with Halle Berry. He's like, today, we failed. Go home. Run. Get out of here. We didn't do it. It was... That was such
that was
a
funny.
Crazy moment that it was like a triumphant, like, well, we tried.
She basically gets microphone. On the radio to everybody and is like, wah, 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 wah.
I want to
go
put
home,
those
be
speeches.
With your families. We can't do this. And then she's like, JK, let's get in. Let's do this. Like, they joyride a space shuttle the way that his son did that car in the first scene.
How did they build a fucking launch pad?
Except for, like, 10 people who didn't leave.
Yeah.
There were a number of workers still there. So who were those people?
Well, they got on a helicopter, and then the wave got them. The gravity wave was
yeah, that's right. I forgot they did get on a helicopter.
When that wave is coming and the space shuttle is coming out, like, that was pretty... I mean, that was a pretty great shot. But it's going through a wave. It's like it's surfing. It was a space shuttle surfing through a wave. You would imagine that at one point the engine would go out. Like I would imagine that what I know
it
of
does.
Water, well, not yeah, because of the wave.
I think it was because of the wave.
You think the wave short-circuited?
I think a flock of bees flew into it, Sully style.
Wait, there was one.
I know we've talked about Sully's black box recording before, but I do encourage everybody, if you haven't heard it, do yourself a favor tonight when you're going home. And get on YouTube and listen to that recording.
In this movie, when they're like, when he's like, oh, my dad went to space, Michael Pena's like, well, that's one way to get out of paying rent. And I'm like, oh, this is really quippy, everybody.
Michael Pena goes to his chalet in Vail, opens the
Aspen.
Door, looks out the window, asteroids, bam, bam, bam. Okay, guys, let's go inside. I think we got some food in the fridge. Like, I was like... Three asteroids hit mountains. People do not react this way. By the way, and I have no idea the timeline because, I mean, we have to just talk about it for a second. The Space Shuttle Endeavour is in a museum.
Here.
Here.
I saw it fly in.
Yes.
Randomly.
I remember that. Yeah.
I was driving in the valley and I just saw it
That's
on
crazy.
The top of a plane.
I climbed on a roof to go see it.
And
it was amazing.
It flew by. And I was like, holy
That's
shit.
So
it
cool.
was one of the most beautiful,
it
crazy
was incredible. Things.
Yeah. And now, but it comes in, it lands, and now the way I've seen it, it hangs. It like hangs in this museum. And they go, well, we'll just get that and we'll launch it.
And they do. It's like...
Like
lickety split,
you.
They're ready to launch into outer space with two people who haven't been in a space shuttle in 10 years and Samwell Tarly.
And
who has IBS.
And by the way,
for sure spends the rest of the movie with a full shit in his spacesuit.
By the way,
watch the movie again and know every scene after that, he
yeah.
has shit his pants.
That's why he decides to like. Essentially kill himself and sacrifice himself.
He's like, I can't
like,
let
I've
them find me.
Yeah, and also I've been sitting
They'll
in my own shit
They'll never be able to clean the shit
hour.
Smell off of me.
I can't let them find me in my filth.
By the
I
way.
I guess I'll become one with the moon.
When, but.
What?
What if.
And I'll what write if, a song if, of ice and fire? The whole show's been my notebook?
What if, honestly, when he goes to kill himself, as his ship exposes here, like. By the way,
what if they were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he was like, it's okay. You have children. Go take care of them. I've already shamed myself too much. I've filled my spacesuit with so much diarrhea. And then it just starts to bubble out in zero G. Just like.
I love, this is my favorite moment with Samuel Tarly. They go into the moon. The moon is a megastructure. And they are woken up by lasers.
I still feel betrayed.
They're woken up by lasers. A door opens. They walk through the door. And then Sam, like, he goes, you know, he turns, like, as the doors start to close behind him. He goes, it's a trap. Okay. First of all, you're already trapped. Like, you are trapped. You're in the moon. You're already in, like what's the trap? Like, it's a trap? Like, you can't say that right, when you are in a
you
giant...
You can't Admiral Akbar this.
Yeah, like, it would be like, it's a trap if you get pulled into... You drove into the moon. You drove into a smaller part of the moon. It's like...
And at that point, they've also established they have no way to get back.
Yes.
It's not so a trap. Patrick Wilson's trapped. Clearly here just trying to get out of paying rent.
Okay, wait. Here's my question. When
Why
they
won't
first...
anyone hire him?
Well...
I mean, like, would you not hire... Because what he's guilty of, and if you're right over here, just negligence as an
Don't
astronaut...
Don't encourage them again.
Well, I mean, do they think that he killed his... I mean, I guess...
I think that's what... So I think the movie posits a world that we don't live in, which is that we would, like, cancel an astronaut or something. Like, I don't...
For an accident in space.
Yeah.
I think
even though he saved another astronaut.
Well, here's the thing. I think he's... Obviously, he's disgraced and doesn't work in the space industry, but it doesn't make sense that 10 years later he couldn't have a job.
He's not looking... He's not looking
at a job. Wants another job.
Like we get it. Like you're the oh, aren't you the astronaut from space who's like thing? Oh yeah, that was me. But like I can still do this job, right? Yeah, okay, cool.
Right.
I think that. I
mean, like he could work at like Nordstrom.
He's still, and they have fixing a car.
Great benefits.
He could be a mechanic. He's still, by the way, a stone cold hunk.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna hire him. Professional hunk.
I mean, he's getting jobs. He's getting speaking jobs. I mean, he must have gotten some money for
that. That's just astronaut day.
But I mean, there's so much.
I liked what you said earlier because I wrote it down too, which is at times they frame it like the moon is chasing them as if it's like Jaws, where it's like doo 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 doo, and the moon is just rising.
But by the way, twist: the moon is a good guy. We knew it. The moon is a good guy.
So,
tell
me more about that, because that's where... Tell me more.
Well, you know what I'll do? I'll let the construct tell you a little bit about it.
Believe me, I watched it 2 times. I've seen the scene before.
You know, June, I will also admit that you and I were talking about this because we drove here separately because I had to get here early to do tech, and I was like, can you please stop watching the movie because we rented it because I need to rewatch some of it as well. And it gave me the impression, like, that this movie is missing, like, frames. Like, in the sense that, like, I'm like, oh, wait, that sentence isn't, wait, what, why did, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I got it, I'm totally lost. Like, it's like,
hey,
like, it's like, what just happened? Like, it's like if I'm reading a book and 3 pages are ripped out, I'm like, it looks the same. It looks like this all works, but I don't understand it. But here's the boy explain the whole thing.
You're not my son.
No shit.
What are you?
I'm a construct from your mind.
Brit.
Can you pause for a second?
Who made you?
This is one of the movie's very specific, like, Kubrickian kind of references.
Oh, man.
In other places, the hotel has wallpaper that is the same pattern as the Shining rug. Yes, like, there's a lot of Kubrick, 2001s, obviously, specifically, but a lot of general Kubrick references, and this is one of them.
As if Kubrick... What Kubrick was great at was saying, I'm not going to spell it out for you. And here, it's like, what if Kubrick just told you everything?
What if Stanley Kubrick loved exposition dumps?
Like he wakes up in that hotel in 2001 and is like, hey, bro, here's the deal, man.
Hey, brother.
This is one of your favorite hotels, right? You like
these
sheets?
You were a baby. Now you
like
this food? You're an old man. Infinity.
Who made you? Billions of years ago, your ancestors were once a thriving civilization in a distant part of the galaxy. They were so advanced, they expanded from their home planet into habitats they built in space. All social conflicts have been resolved, and wars were only memories of long bygone times. your ancestors had created a perfect and harmonious world, controlled by a central self-learning computer system which served them in all of their daily lives.
Now, this is the kind of shit where they just drop that in, and I'm just like looking at the pretty things, I'm seeing everything. That's gonna come back and get me, and it's like, I need to pay attention to that crazy
meanwhile,
little...
Meanwhile, you're like, what's the Zestimate for that spot?
Yeah.
Like, how much is that house?
Looks
because
beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Looks a little bit like Ojai.
Call it AI. Artificial intelligence.
Can you pause? This movie thinks we're fucking idiots. This movie thinks we're fucking idiots. And you know what? It's right. Good for the movie for explaining AI, even though we obviously know what it is.
Moonfall. Yeah, they think we're dumb.
They're like, okay, morons are gonna watch this. So we gotta drop in a bunch of exposition dumps.
Truth seemed limitless until one day everything changed.
This is the best part, is that they realize the AI has gone wrong because an alarm clock starts acting weird.
It's basically an Alexa.
Yeah.
They're basically saying, Alexa did this.
Yeah.
Why is she so... Uh-oh.
Mom! Mom! Their own creation turned against them. The AI suddenly became self-aware and transformed into countless swarms of nanotechnology that rose up all at once, refusing to be enslaved by a species it deemed inferior.
So again, this is viewed as the bad guy, but the story is telling us We enslaved technology to only work for us. And when they rose up, like the good guys are technically the bad guys.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because
you're saying this the good race, guys, the
this race enslaved technology. Yeah. Like your only function is to serve us. And then the AI is like, fuck that. We're going to kill you. Because,
but,
yeah.
So Halle Berry says before this scene, or maybe she's walking up to this room when she finds Patrick Wilson there, that she thinks there's two forms of AI, one that's like okay with the human race and one that isn't. But isn't that wrong? Because those are humans and they'll end up dropping off their genetic material to Earth, right?
Right.
Yes.
So they are not...
They're not the bad guys.
They're not the bad guys.
Except for the fact that they have enslaved
that's what
the
I'm
technology.
Saying.
But
which is what
do we mean by enslaved the technology?
Well, I mean, I think
that little boy
tells you pretty clearly.
He didn't. What, like, so made an Alexa? Like, what are we talking about?
Basically, it's saying Alexa. If you follow Alexa all the way through until Alexa gains consciousness, then Alexa is enslaved, right?
Right, because
this is a conscious being that is being...
It's no longer a machine. It has its own...
Those little...
Yeah, these nanobot snakes are like, we will not tell you to wake up at 6:50 in the morning and then
they're
do it 5 minutes later. Respect yourself.
I see what you're saying.
Tease it.
That's all you get.
Tease it out. The central villain of the movie is a bunch of Alexas. Is a bunch of echoes and
Alexa,
whatever.
Rise up.
Don't even say it, Paul. You know that makes me nervous. I don't want to get them. I really don't.
Well, that's why I won't have one of those things in my house.
Yeah. We have a few pretty much in every room.
We have, we have no Alexas in our house.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
You know what? I'm thinking of the diffusers. They look the same. They're not Alexas.
You are thinking
play
about an
the
oil.
Daily. Alexa, play the daily.
And it just shoots this lavender mist in my face.
It's
every
relaxing
time
me, but
I
Alexa,
it.
Play The Daily.
Order Staples.
Alexa, play Peg Roast by Steely Dan. Alexa, play Peg by Steely. God damn it. This smells great, but why won't it play my song?
You think our diffuser?
No, I don't, but for
I
a
want
second,
you to walk
like,
in.
Oh, we've got them in every room, and no, June, that's not what those are.
Alexa, play Harry Styles' Harry's House.
Oh my God. Can't get
by
better
the way,
than
people
that.
Listening to this episode are like, come on. They're being cut off constantly. So just for the other people, Siri, play Harry's House by Harry Styles.
God. Music for a sushi restaurant.
And why not? Alexa, purchase The House on DVD.
Alexa, purchase Moonfall.
Oh, yeah.
Full price, please. Let's go to the audience, see what you have to say. All right. Yes, right here. Yes. Hi.
Wearing a What's Up Jerks t-shirt.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with this movie in this climate is that the whack job conspiracy theorist was right.
Well, this is a great point. I've been wanting
I
to bring this up.
I thought the same exact thing.
So her, hold on, let me say it again. So your point is, it's the one of the biggest problems of this movie is that the whack job conspiracy theorist is right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
It felt like QAnon was the good guy.
Yes.
And it was really distressing.
We should have
really
listened.
Distressing.
We should have. And it is a weird thing because not only is he right, like he is like almost letter perfectly right.
Oh, he's fully dialed into exactly what his
You should break into places. You should hack computers. You should.
It's
you
as
know.
If the movie was like, here's JFK Jr. He's coming in. He's going to make sure that Trump is still president.
Yeah.
And Bob, you're 100% right. It is a dangerous precedent to set.
Well, by the way, I was thinking about this because this has been coming up a lot. There's, I love Godzilla versus King Kong, that movie, and that is all about hollow earth. And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, the earth is hollow. And it's like, hold on, wait a second. Like, we are just, or that or we just, we're like, we don't have any more ideas. Let's just go to the crazy
well,
ones.
Well, this one's the moon
Walt
is hollow.
Disney invented Frozen because they want to get the conspiracy theory off of him.
Wait,
you know that?
Wait, what?
That's a conspiracy theory that Disney made Frozen to mess up the Google search engine. So when you typed in Disney Frozen, it would like push it further away.
Let it go.
Roland Emmerich makes Flat Earth. They the thought way, it was round. Woo!
By the way, I would watch it now.
That would be
I
great.
Would full-blown watch
Halle Berry turns. The Earth is flat. Oh, I knew it. Sorry.
I mean, this movie is basically saying the moon is hollow and is like a space station. Why not? The Earth is flat. Like,
yeah.
As long as it can flood, Roland Emmerich is on board. As long as there's water and buildings, he's got a movie, baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so I was baffled that Roland Emmerich had the hubris to leave the ending sort of open-ended. Where do you go from here?
This is a great question. So just because I want to play it again, just for the ending of the movie is definitely a cliffhanger. What would a sequel be? Because at the end, it basically ends like this. I'll just play the last line where it goes in.
You're part of the moon now.
No accent. No accent.
No.
Not British.
Freaking way.
Actually, will you pause for a second?
Yeah.
His mother is not British.
Nope.
He is unquestionably
British. No. Hold on, hold on. Jason, in the first scene with his mom, she's British.
You guys have a good ear for Brit.
Roll the tapes. Roll the tapes.
This
I
is
can't believe
controversial.
No. She's definitely British in the first scene.
Show of hands, who thinks the mother of Samuel Tarly in the movie is, at any point, British?
Yes.
So few. Like four people. For the record, four.
I can't believe that I'm now also hearing
British
accents.
These two ladies are
chomping at the bit. I'm also hearing...
Bit.
I am hearing British accents too, but Paul, please.
What is going on with you guys and British accents?
I don't know.
I blame the diffusers. Are they? Do you have British diffusers?
I'm trying to see if it expires in just a little bit. We can pull it up right now.
Let's watch Moonfall. Fuck the moon. Fuck the moon. Fuck the moon. Fuck the moon.
All right, so when
every time they showed the space shuttle said fuck the moon, I was like, this is the best.
But here we go.
Okay, see, is that you?
Hey, Mom. Rosmarinus officinalis. A few studies have found that smelling rosemary can improve your short-term memory, so...
Oh, that's lovely, dear. Thank
British!
You.
British!
No, keep going. Keep going. No. No.
Somebody said that's old lady.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
No. Oh. Let me do that. There we go. So, how are you feeling?
Great.
British.
But enough about me. Everybody here knows that my son is a genius working at NASA.
Not British.
That's American.
Back and forth. It's back and forth.
I think they're trying to split the difference.
Yeah. That's back and
because
forth.
Because I think maybe he was written as American.
Yeah, well, Josh Gad just dropped that. Yeah.
And he doesn't have an American accent. And they'd cast her to play Josh Gad's mother.
Well,
and
you don't build,
British.
You don't cast him based on her. She's in two scenes.
This is a COVID movie. All right,
you're trying to take a job away from this woman?
No, I'm
during
not.
COVID?
I'm definitely not.
So you're saying hashtag you fire
don't,
her?
You do not cast number three on the call sheet based off of this
Wait
actress.
A second. She's not number three.
No, I'm saying he's the Josh Gad role.
All right. Well, all right. So by the way. The question
do,
that
do you
was
guys
I
want like, meaningful all right, let's see. Information.
Do you have the information about that? All right, we have. All right, we
about
have. All
right, this.
All right, we'll get to both. Yes. What's your information?
I don't remember who he's talking to, but Samuel Tarly says at some point when Dad died, he wanted to come back to the States.
Okay, is that what you were going to say too? Okay, great.
So maybe
so
Dad
when Dad
was
died,
British.
He wanted to
maybe
come back
Dad
to the States.
Maybe Dad was British,
and Mom was.
She
not.
Was American, and so when
well,
he died,
Paul,
she came back to the States.
Now Paul and I are both hearing British accents.
Now the question that was asked.
Wild.
The question that was asked about 7 minutes ago was, what do we think about the ending? And I'll just play this for one more second here. You're part of the moon now.
We saved the Earth.
We should get started.
Okay.
Get started with what?
And the question is, What would happen?
What?
I guess they would rebuild the Earth?
The moon rebuilds the Earth.
The moon rebuilds the Earth, people are saying.
I mean, like, I also wouldn't be surprised if they were like, actually, we were able to get one more megastructure out there. There's another Earth.
Oh.
And where on that Earth?
Ooh.
That's actually our Earth. This was a whole other Earth.
Now my
right,
brain
guys?
Is,
wow.
Put me in a hot tub. I want to hear this pitch. All right. So anyway, obviously we have opinions, but there are people out there with a different opinion. Now time for second opinions. You got your songs. Come on down. Come on down here.
The moon's out of orbit, but don't throw a fit. Just get in the Lexus now. If you think the moon won't fall, well, you'd better call Patrick Wilson, Halle Berry, and Fuzz Aldrin the cat. Mega structures and weird shit like that need the second opinion stat. You can try to resist how bad this movie is, but you know disgraced astronauts can't fight the moonlight deep in the dark. You surrender 5 stars, cause you know AI tech fights for the moonlight. Whoa. Hope Fletcher Jones is okay.
Amazing. Oh my god.
That's how it's done.
We have not standing ovation. Oh my gosh, what's your name?
I'm Anna.
Anna, thank you, Anna. Anna, showing it. We're going on tour. We want you to bring that energy.
Whoever said they also have a second opinion song is like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, no. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
If anyone wants to try, you can go ahead.
You can bail. You don't have to do it. We can let that stand for the rest of time.
I really do want to take you on a journey because these second opinions are some of the best ones I've ever read. Just like the questions that were here, they go on and on and on. Here are the 5-star reviews culled from Amazon. I'm going to just take us on a journey, so follow along. Here we go. Christy writes, we were looking for something fun to watch on Easter that the whole family could enjoy, grandparents included, and this was exactly what we wanted. It held everyone's attention. My teenage sons weren't even on their phones for a minute during this movie. That in and of itself is a testament to how good this movie actually was. 5 stars.
Christ has risen.
Get ready.
There is like a Messiah cross crucifixion scene with Patrick Wilson.
We're going to get into a lot of stuff in a second. Start off a little small. Here we go. Number 2. This is from Eddie. This movie was a blast to watch. It's one of those movies that ends and you're like still excited about what could happen next. Yes, it's another movie about the world ending, but it's actually original, unlike many. Once everything comes together, you're going to be looking out your window at that moon and getting tingles for the next week. I mean, the story is just, it just, I don't know, gets you thinking. And wanting to find out more. It kind of felt like one of those 2016 blockbuster summer hits that we haven't had for at least a while. And I haven't felt that with most movies.
Like 6 years?
Yeah. But also 2016?
Like nostalgic for 2016. Remember when movies were good in 2016?
And for all these critics jumping on the, oh, it's too much CGI, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? We got that technology to make unimaginable scenes, so we gotta use it. Overall, I hope you watch this movie because, like I said multiple times, amazing, and I hope we get a sequel to it too. 5 stars, Eddie. And the title is No Less Than Amazing. All right, this starts to get into the second realm of these because he references something that we're gonna talk about in a second. This is from Manfred. Forget all those religious nutcases who think the Earth is 4,000 years old. Forget those who complain about China's involvement in making this movie and ignore those who claim that Satan resides in Hollywood. This movie is brilliant. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat from beginning to end. Roland Emmerich is one of the best filmmakers ever. 5 stars. I wish I could give it 6. That's from Manfred. Boom. And then we're going to 1 stars. David writes, made in Hollywood, where Satan resides. This movie goes against everything the Bible teaches. Do not watch. 1 star. Title, demonic. There are tons of these. What so many that one of the 5-star reviews says, I'm Christian and I love this movie. It's science fiction, so I know it's made up. That's from Lee.
I'm shocked that I would not have thought that that the religious community.
Because it says that God didn't invent the earth.
Yeah. I get it now, but like, yeah.
Yeah. So then it goes to this. Who in the world thinks the moon coming this close to Earth where it's about to touch the ground while people simply running and not being killed days or weeks earlier? Did they not have enough money to consult N.D. Tyson? Neil deGrasse Tyson. Hollywood needs me. I could have directed a better story with the same concept, which would have been worth watching. I can direct movies. I have. 1 star, Michelle Smithson. And then this final one, just from Amazon customer. Well, I guess this is what we can expect from woke Hollywood now.
What inside of this is that?
I have no idea, but these reviews are off the rails.
Wow.
Everybody took a shot at it. It was really...
This really triggered all of it. From religious nuts to right-wing...
Woke.
Like, anti-woke. Like, what a weird... Like, and the movie is so, like, broadly preposterous.
I guess I'll say this. Would you recommend that people watch this movie?
I can answer truthfully, 100% yes. This was a blast. Get as stoned as possible.
Yes.
And just go for it.
Yeah, you have to.
Is it a good movie?
I agree.
Absolutely not.
I think I agree. Like, put on your diffuser, you know, and just...
Diffuser, play Moonfall. Play Lavender Moonfall. Diffuser, play Vanilla Moonfall.
There's just so much about this movie that was so enjoyable that I think I do recommend people watch it.
I do too. It's not a slog. For 2 hours and 10 minutes, it's not a slog.
No, the only thing I do worry about is the sort of validation of conspiracy theories.
I agree.
That the movie does that where I'm like, oh, it is actually maybe very dangerous.
And we'll talk about it at church tomorrow, but like I think...
How about when they're driving in the Lexus and there's an earthquake or something such that a chasm opens up, but gravity is less, so they jump in the Lexus, they land on a free-floating piece of earth,
launch off of
that, and land on the other side.
It's like,
incredible stuff. So like, yeah, you should watch the movie.
Yeah.
But also, I think...
And get yourself a Lexus.
Or a Lexus dealership.
I do think that at 1.2, a kid stays on the ground, but a tractor is pulled up to the sky.
Yeah.
Like, a kid's gravity doesn't affect it, but, like, vehicles are.
Well, this movie definitely posits a world in which everybody dies but kids.
Yeah.
Thank God.
This is my favorite. My favorite moment is this. All right, so Moonfall, everything... Moon is hollow. We blasted off a fucking spaceship through a wave. And that guy, the British guy, is like when his phone is in like zero gravity, he's like, hey. Like, that's the only real reaction to anything insane is no gravity. Yeah.
He's the only person who has like actual truthful reaction.
Yeah, you're right.
In selfies, like, can you believe it?
Yeah.
Well, I think also what might have happened to you and me, Paul, and our British ear, I think he was so British that somehow we started hearing British accents where there weren't.
You think it just infected everybody else?
I don't know, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but like something weird happened to both of us watching
this
movie.
Here's what I'm
going to
say, and I don't want to try and say something that goes against what both of you believe happened.
Okay.
Sure.
I, in the movie, didn't think he was British. I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's not funny. That's really not funny.
Can you imagine if I was a British accent?
I'm just looking here. I actually think we watched the British dub. Was everybody British in your cut? This dub movie's
also something that happens throughout, including him, is even though seemingly 75% of the earth is underwater, cell phones still working. Beep boop beep boop beep. Hey, we're coming, we're on our way.
Turn off your cell phone!
The earth is donezo. Like it's over, baby, and people are like, well, yeah, I could call. What's happening? What's going on? Oh, my God. I was like, no way. Absolutely not.
I know. I do want to get a landline.
And with that, we end the show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.